We're back at the beautiful Innisbrook Resort in Florida, home of Copperhead and the Valspar Championship. And we're catching up again with the resort's general manager, Mike Williams. Mike, welcome back to Golfers on Golf.
Rory, great to have you back. It's always good to see you here at Innisbrook.
Now, we love being here, especially this time of year when it's cold and snowy back at the house. And you have four beautiful golf courses here. And Mike, at this time of year, I know the excitement starts to build as you get ready for your Valspar Championship, part of the PGA Tour.
We are. That preparation starts the day after the tournament ends. And now we're building to the crescendo for March 13 to 19. When we'll host the best in the world here on our Copperhead course. The course is in great shape. The PGA Tour agronomists work with us on really a weekly basis to make sure that we've got it looking great for the tours when they get here.
Well, I know that from playing the golf course yesterday, when you start to see the chalets go up and the signage go up and the banners coming down of your past champions from the light posts, the excitement probably starts to build as you drive around the property.
It really does. The build gets bigger every year. I think we have chalets and corporate tents on 14 of the 18 holes, which is amazing because typically you don't see those things on the front nine. We've got companies that want to be part of this great event, and it gets bigger every year, so we have to start earlier each year.
Well, one of the few things that happens on the PGA Tour is the same player winning that championship three times in a row, and for the second time in recent history, you have a shot again this year as Sam Burns is going to try to make it a three-peat.
Absolutely. Sam has been a great champion for us. You know, it's interesting. He's won the last 2 years, and the 2 years before that, we had a back-to-back winner in Paul Casey. So it'll be interesting to see, how Sam does this year. He's off to a great start already this year, and gosh, we'd love to have him continue as our champion.
Well, Mike, I know another thing that's happening in the golf world, and we're seeing it at so many properties, people are just finding ways to get better. They're renovating their golf courses, their practice areas. People are doing clubhouse improvements and doing other changes to their golf operation and what they offer across the board. Tell us what's happening here at Innisbrook. I know there was planning starting to change some things around last year. Where has that master plan grown to in the last year?
We've made great progress. It starts with the Copperhead Clubhouse. This summer, we will completely renovate the clubhouse from top to bottom. Our dining room, our lounge, our pro shop, the locker room facilities, that entire building will shut down July 5th and we'll reopen it on October 1st. So we've got a tight 90-day window to get that done. We're also looking to enhance the overall golf experience here at Innisbrook. We'll be adding a short course. That is the new fad that everybody has. And, you know, I talked to some of my counterparts at the other major golf resorts around the country, and they say that they can't find an empty tee time. It's so popular that we need to have one of those here at Innisbrook. And I think in the next 18 months, we'll have one open for us.
Have you been discussing that project with any particular architect that you can share with us?
We haven't selected one yet, but we've talked to all the big guys. Nicholas Golf, Tiger Woods, Cork Crenshaw, all of them. And there's interest in doing something here at Innisbrook that really would be new and exciting for our golfers and our members here at the resort.
What will it be like for Innisbrook working with a different architect, considering you had the Packard family here with all of your courses for so many years?
You know, Larry Packard did a wonderful job. These are his masterpieces, and it will be different, but I think we'll probably end up working with Wadsworth Golf Construction and Design. They built all of the courses here at Innisbrook. They've done all the renovations to Copperhead back in 2015. So regardless of the designer that we select, I'm sure that Wadsworth will do a wonderful job building whatever is designed.
Where would that par 3 course fit in here? Or I know there was some talk a year ago that you might move some things around on your north and south course to accommodate some of your new projects. Where does that stand?
We have partnered with Toll Brothers, a luxury home builder and developer. We were selling 50-some acres two Toll Brothers to construct 175 luxury homes and townhomes here on our Copperhead and the North Course, or what will become probably our Short Course. That construction probably will start later this summer, and we'll have some of the contouring and moving of earth take place in the back half of this year. I would think that right after season next year, we'll start construction on our what our new golf course will be, the Short Course. We're also planning some great improvements for the South Course. You know, South has always been viewed as somewhat of the fourth stepchild of our four courses here. We're going to incorporate some of the best holes of North and reroute them into the South Course, redesign the 18th hole, the finishing hole for South, and turn it into a true championship golf course of excess of 7,000 yards that will be an incredible track, an incredible third track for golfers and members to enjoy.
Mike, I know you have Valspar and a lot of properties. Say one tournament a year is enough, but has there been any discussions with LPGA or other golf groups about having golf here away from the spring season?
Certainly. We've had discussions with the USGA about a U.S. Senior Women's Tournament here. We've had discussions with the LPGA about having some of their tournaments here. We were so pleased to see that the Tampa Bay area, specifically Pinellas County, was selected for the Pelican LPGA event that happens in the fall. And I think it just underscores the interest in golf in the Tampa Bay region and in Pinellas County specifically, that we've got two world-class events happening each year here.
Mm-hmm. Going back to the new Short Course, you have one of the great finishing stretches out on Copperhead. It's called the Snake Pit. Stryker the Snake is there to greet you as you head to the 16th tee. Will you do some sort of naming event to create something along those lines when you officially name whatever your new Short Course will be?
Absolutely. We'll have a lot of fun with that. Probably incorporate our members into some kind of a naming contest that we'll have some fun with.
Anything else you'd like people to know about Innisbrook, what's happening here as we prepare for what we saw at the show? It looks to be yet another great season for golf.
It certainly does. And, you know, throughout the last 3 or 4 years, as we've all struggled with the pandemic and now coming out of it, if there's been a silver lining to it, it's been the resurgence of golf and the golf industry, and Innisbrook has been no exception. We have enjoyed great patronage from members, great patronage from golfers coming down from the north to enjoy our great courses, and we only see that continuing.
Best way to find information about the Innisbrook Resort?
InnisbrookResort.com.